Let us pray. Our kind, gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for this gathering this evening. It is by your mercy and by your grace that has made it possible for us to be here, Lord. Thank you for not allowing the enemy to block our way. Thank you for helping your people since we left here on Sunday evening with abundance of your blessings upon our souls. We thank you for watching over our lives. Thank you for keeping us from more danger, from more evil, from every wicked plans of the enemy. Thank you for helping the workers today and the businessmen and women and the students in their schools. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for making a way for us to be here. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. We pray that you strengthen him, O Lord, the virtue that went forth out of him, the deacons and the trustees and the usher, the post of duty, the instrument used as, O Lord our God, may your blessings be upon them. In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our Father, there are diverse needs that are presented here this evening. As we have come, O Lord our God, we differ facially, so does our needs differ. Spiritually speaking, physically speaking, materially, financially. O Lord our God, may you meet with us at the point of our needs. Lord, you have made it possible for us in your word that when your word goes forth, it will not return unto you void. You watch over that word to perform it. Heaven and earth will pass away. Your word will never pass away unfulfilled. O Lord, may the Holy Spirit take your word and plant it direct, O Lord, into the heart of your predestined sons and daughters. Let it meet the need of the hour. Take your servant out of the way. Be my all-sufficiency, Lord. Help your people everywhere this day, O Lord. Be with our dear me, if it's in the Ibakatari, may your grace rest upon him, Lord. We thank you for our pastor's journey thus far. Wherever he may you be with him, O Lord. May he land safely, Heavenly Father. May we have good communication from him, O Lord. May you watch over his family. May you watch over the church. May there be no emergency call from anywhere, Lord. Thank you, our Master. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint each one of us to be able to pray. Hear us, we beseech you, Lord. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be your name, Lord. May you heal the sick and the afflicted. May you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, O Lord. May you turn backsliders unto you, Lord. Father God in heaven, may you further your kingdom in the lives of your people. Thank you, gracious Master. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord, with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this song in 1554. Just as I am without one plea. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to read my soul of one dark blood to thee, whose blood can cleanse his spot, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. just as I am, that love, oh, hallelujah, has grown to everybody down now to be done. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Genesis, chapter 22. Genesis 22. We read for verses 7 and 8, and then verse 14. Genesis 22. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them, together. Verse 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Amen. May the Lord bless his word this evening to our heart. Shall we please be seated? God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church this evening. In the precious name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Praise be to God. We thank God for this great privilege he has given unto us to gather in his presence. By the grace of God, we want to look at this sermon this evening, just to remind us of the things that we've already had times upon times like that. Like what I said, I want to drill this into our hearing this evening. It is what we've already known, what we have had times without number. But I pray that the Holy Ghost will communicate this to our heart this evening. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to look at this sermon, Jehovah Jireh, of 55, February 22. Jehovah Jireh of February 22, 1955. I pray that God will help the Yoruba listeners. Amen. All right. Within the short time before us, Brother Abraham said, a prophet said, Abraham. I just love to speak of Abraham because it was Abraham to whom the covenant was made. Amen. The promise was made to Abraham, and not only to Abraham, but to his seed after him. Amen. Not his seeds. I want us to take note of that. Kijefun awonyiru, but one seed. Because he had many sons, but only to one seed, which came through Isaac. Amen. Through Isaac came Christ. We, being dead in Christ, take on Abraham's seed, and are heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. Please, kindly give us Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. To clarify that, we know that, but we want to just read the scripture as a reminder. Galatians chapter 3. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. He seeth not, that is, God seeth not, not to seeds. Amen. As of many, but as of one, and by and to thy seed, which is Christ. Amen. That is the word of the living God. And now let's listen. And I believe sensibly that I can prove by the Bible that the seed of Abraham are those who have been born again of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Because Christ lives in the believer. That's all. Take note of that. Christ lives in the believer. Christ does not live in unbelievers. Because the promise is not to make believers or to unbelievers, but to believers. These believers are for none of God before the foundation of the world. Just like God foreknew Abraham our father. Before God ever said, let there be light. And there was light. Prophet said, God foreknew Abraham. That when he will call Abraham, Abraham will respond. Amen. And the call that God called Abraham was a supernatural call. We're only reminding ourselves. And he made us to know, the same way God called Abraham, he called his seed after him. The same way, that is, supernaturally, if as a seed of God, God call you supernaturally. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit, God, Christ lives in the believer. And that's why the Bible made us to know that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That is scripture. There's no argument about that. May God help us. Praise the Lord. That's right. You have Abraham's seed. Watch that. Capital S. When you have the Holy Ghost, and that's right, it was through that promise. Amen. May God help us. You have the seed of Abraham. Let me read again. You have Abraham's seed. When you have the Holy Ghost, that's right, it was through that promise. And remember that, we don't become seed by the new birth. Is that right? We were seed, that's why we could be reborn. It's as simple as that. Hallelujah. That is why it ought to steer us into action. Or how would I say it? To make us to sit tight and then let's know what we are doing as individual in the sight of God. Remember that God deals with individual. And then we must work out our salvation with fear and trembling. God help you and God help me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the Bible said, we did not become seed by the river, but we become seed. He said, the reason why we have our river being born again by the Spirit of God, is what he's saying here, is because we were seed. He said, in non-seed, there is no quickening. And the quickening is by the power of the Holy Spirit resident inside of you to quicken the word of God inside of you alive. Are you there? May God help us. Now listen. And now, that promise wasn't made or given to you by your own goodness. We don't become Christians because Christians are the only ones that are filled with the Holy Spirit. Because Paul said, if you are not yet being filled with the Holy Ghost, Paul said, you are not yet a Christian. It's as simple as that. May God help us. It was God's election and calling that brought you to it. To that promise. It's not of work, what any work you have done. It's not what any work I've done. Listen to the prophet here. It was God's election and calling that brought you to it. Nothing you ever done to merit it. Amen. Nothing I ever done to merit it. None of us ever merit the mercy of God. None of us ever merit the grace of God. No. Baba said we are not even worthy of our salvation. He said we are not even worthy of our healing. It is His grace. It is His mercy. Listen. You never sought after God. God sought after you and gave it to you on the basis of sovereign grace. Grace we never want. Grace we never desire. Grace we never merit. It pleased the sovereign one to give unto us this sovereign grace. That's the only way you can be a Christian, a real genuine believer of the message of the hour. May God help us, church. No, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Nothing in the world that you could do. Nothing you could do about it. Hallelujah. Oh, my. What if a pig wanted to be a lamb? You know, a pig is a dirty animal. There's nothing to be written home about him. I mean, nothing to write home about him. He's a pig. And he has the nature of a pig. A pig is never clean. A pig is always dirty. And he loves dirty place because that is his nature. But look at it. What if a pig wanted to be a lamb? It wouldn't do him any good. That's why the Bible said, you take a pig. Take, buy some from America or from Britain. Buy a Ghanaian sponge. Very strong one. Not the fule we are using here in the country. Take good clean water. Bath him very well. With good clean towel. And towel is very well. Say, Mr. Piggy, you see that? No, that mud there. Don't go inside there. As soon as you finish, the person dress him, put tie on his neck, put coat on him, put everything on him. Say, don't go to that mud there. When you lose him like this, he's going back there. That is the nature of a sinner. That is the nature of an unbeliever. The Bible said, a pig, could you imagine, wanted to be a lamb, he cannot do it. Because there is nothing in him to make him to be a lamb. A lamb is always gentle. A lamb always wants to be led. May God help us. Hallelujah. It wouldn't do him any good. He's just a pig. His nature is a pig. Well, that is just the same thing it is by you. Well, I believe I will become a Christian. That is your own. This is your own will to become a Christian. That's your wish to become, to want to become a Christian. But you can never become a Christian until God ordained you before the foundation of the world. Until God elected you before the foundation, until God chose you, have you in His mind before the foundation of the world. You couldn't do it if you had to. Nobody can make himself or herself a Christian. It is the grace of God. By grace are you saved. Through faith. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. Let me tell you this. I've had people say, oh, let's just be doing good works. Let's just be doing good works. Let's just be doing good works. Ah. When I heard that, I said, hey, God be merciful to the pastor of these people that are saying, let us just be doing good works. Good works can never save you. If good works can save any man, then Christ didn't need to die. We are saved by grace, through faith, and that not of yourself, not of works, lest any man should boast. You couldn't do it If you have to, God has to do it. You might clean up your life. You might do one thing, pay good tithings into the churches. You might even build a synagogue like the Roman centurion. It will take you to heaven. Are you listening? May God help us. It takes God's own election. You see, think of that word election. Yoruba interpreter. It means in your fe alone. Anytime in your fe, God just look at you and just elected you. It's amazing grace. It's not what you have done. We never merit it. It is God's own choosing. It's amazing grace. My brother, my sister. So with that, we don't have anything to boast about. It's just grace and grace alone. Hallelujah. Amen. If not that the centurion, I mean Cornelius of Acts chapter 10 was foreknew of God before the foundation of the world. The first Gentile that the gospel was ministered to by Apostle Peter. Doing good, he feared God, he was giving alms. But when all that he was doing came before God as a memorial, God looked into his record. Yeah, I predestined this unto eternal life. Then an angel came, hallelujah, and spoke to him, Cornelius, in a vision. Cornelius, your prayers, your good works, your arm deeds have come as a memorial before the Almighty God. It's amazing grace. No wonder. Send to Joppa. To one, you see, that is why any vision that is not in line with the word of God is not of God. Yes. The vision he saw of an angel said, go to send men to Joppa. As for one Peter is residing in the house of one, Simon the Tanner. He will tell you about the works of the kingdom. As when they left, right straight, the Holy Ghost led them to the house. Amen. And before this time, God showed Peter a vision. And you all know the story. But because of our time, you might even be synagogues. You might do all these things, but you can't clean yourself from sin. Amen. Why not come this evening and say, just as I am, Lord, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Tonight, Lord, tonight is my night. Lord, I come just as I am. Because thou hast bid me to come. It's amazing grace. For God to bid you to come, it's amazing grace. For God to bid me to come, it's amazing grace. Because God made us to know that you cannot come on your own. I cannot come on my own, sir. You never sought God. It is God that sought for you. Oh, as thou hast bid me to come unto thee, oh Lamb of God, I come. Amen. It is like a leopard trying to lick his paws off of him, and he only makes them brighter. The only way a leopard can be changed is for somebody to pick him up and dye his hide, and then he's changed. Hallelujah. May God help us. I hope you are getting what we are saying this evening. May God communicate this to our heart. It's amazing grace. Hallelujah. Just as I am. Thy love unknown has broken every barrier down. And that has made me to come unto thee. Oh, Lamb of God, I come. Amen. A leopard cannot cleanse his spot. The more he licks the spot, the brighter it becomes. It takes the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you from your unbelief.
What some believe, see. That's all. It's more than being emotional. It's not that just being worked up. It is the grace of the Almighty God. Amen. Church, may God help us this evening. So, the way God called our father Abraham, supernaturally, something that is beyond human reasoning. That is how God called his seed after him. Amen. And that's why God is no respecter of persons. Could you imagine when God in the body of flesh came here on earth? The Jews, unto whom he came to his own. His own received him not. But to them that received him, who believe in his name, he gave them power to become sons and daughters of God. Who believe on his name, who were born not of flesh, not of the will of man, nor of the will of blood, but of the will of God. It's amazing grace. Hallelujah. So you can see that, you know, God's children are called by the will of the Almighty God. Amen. And the only way that God can do anything with you, or you can be changed from a sinner to a Christian, is to be plunged beneath the fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flow, loosed all their guilty stains. Hallelujah. That's why that dying thief, he could rejoice to see in his day that fountain. Hallelujah. May God grant us revelation that the dying thief, the few minutes or seconds, we will say, before he could give up the breath, because he was for new of God before the foundation of the world. When the other one was making mockery, if you say you are the son of God, save yourself and save us. The one on the right look at you and say, don't you fear God? You are talking rubbish like this. You are talking foolishness like this. This, look, we are suffering for the evil things we have done. This man has never done any evil thing. Last few minutes, then he turned in his agony, you know, to Jesus and said, Lord, remember me. He could know that he was, Jesus is Lord. Remember me, Lord, when you get to your father's kingdom. Jesus said, this day you meet me in paradise. It's amazing grace. That's why the Bible made us to know. When Jesus, you know, went to heaven, Judas went to hell. And when Jesus was going to heaven, he took the thief on the right, took him along with him. And when Judas was going back, was going to where he came from hell, he took the thief on the left back to, you know, with him to hell. So you see, it is amazing grace. My brother, my sister, it's nothing you work for. It's nothing you merit. It's nothing I merit. It's nothing we want. We don't even want the least. If the prophet said we don't want our healing, we don't want our salvation, it's amazing grace. That's why we need to love him the rest of our days upon the face of the earth. That's why the prophet made us to know it is grace that saved you. It is good works that you show in a appreciation for what he did for you on the cross of Calvary. That's why we must always think of Calvary. Amen. Yeah. The beneath that fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, we are sinners plunged beneath that the flood and cut and come out something besides a sinner. Amen. Lose all their guilty stains. That's it. Amen and amen. So this evening, my brother, my sister, once again, we want to remind ourselves that look, you know, God's own promise to Abraham and his seed after him is through Jesus Christ. Remember that when he made that promise that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And when God promised Abraham that, you know, you are going to be father of many nations, when he had not yet had one single child, but he believed God and it was credited to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. Remember, in all the when he said he was going to be father of many nations, you were included, I was included. And that's why the Bible could say that, look, you know, it is neither Jews nor Gentiles, it is neither bond nor free, whether man or woman, we all are one. All are one in Christ Jesus. It is God's own election. It is God's own choosing. If you can ponder that in your heart, this evening, my brother, my sister, as we go to prayer, to God in prayer, election. God, having foreknew you before the foundation of the world, and this one that, you know, are elected, this one that God chose, they have been in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. The prophet said, give us another definition of this. They are predestinated. They are foreknown of God. They are been in the mind and thought of God. And because the thought of God is eternal, therefore now, the bride today, the seed of Abraham, oh my, they have been in the thought of God before the foundation of the world. That's why God promised that he was going to have a church without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle, or any sort thing of worldliness. Amen. May God bless you, my brothers. May God bless you, my sisters. It's amazing grace. Think of this wonderful grace. Grace, grace, grace. Miss Grace, you are welcome this evening. Miss Grace, God bless you. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. It's amazing grace. Nothing we work for. Nothing we merit. Nothing we desire. It's not of any good works, lest any man should boast. We thank the Almighty God for his word unto us in this last time. God have hidden this thing from the wise and prudent, but have revealed them unto us, babes, such as will learn. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Could you imagine from your family, God look at you, foreknew you, elected you, called you, and made you his own. Like Apostle Paul would say, he said, when God, who formed me in my mother's womb, at the time appointed, he called me. Hallelujah. It's amazing grace. How sweet that sound. That said a wretched person like me, once lost, now found. Once blind spiritually, now I can see. It's amazing grace. Once dead, I can now live. Let's think on these things. We need to love him more than ever. Young ones, come and taste this, our Lord Jesus Christ. Why not come with your tattered dress this evening and say, Lord, be merciful to me. Young boys, young girls, teenagers, youth, you have not yet tasted Christ. You are just, you know, waiting in sin like that, waiting in worldliness and things like that. Why not come to Jesus Christ tonight and say, Lord, be merciful to me, just as I am, without one plea. But that thy blood, oh man, that holy blood, not the blood of a Jew, not the blood of a Gentile, but the blood of God. It is so holy that it could cleanse and remove every dark spot of sin out of your life. Will you come this evening as we bow our heads? Let's think on these things. Let's think on these things. As we meditate upon it, God bless you, sister. Every eye closed. It's wonderful, church. It's just wonderful. Grace that cannot be bought with money. It cannot be bought with any other thing. This marvelous, matchless grace. Oh my. No tongue can describe it. Marvelous, matchless grace. Oh my, oh my. Think of what Christ did for us on the cross of Calvary. Listen, church, there are things the Holy Ghost can do in a man. There are things the Holy Ghost cannot do in a man. So, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, there are things the Holy Ghost can do. There are things the Holy Ghost cannot do. Holy Ghost does not keep malice. Think of it. Marvelous, matchless grace. That is greater than all our sin, all our unbelief. Marvelous, matchless grace is greater than your sin, is greater than your unbelief, is greater than my unbelief. Think of Calvary. He finished it all for you and me. He paid it all. All to him I owe. Do you owe him your whole life? Are you still not having your own way? Do you surrender all unto God? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. He cleanses and pardons from within. Oh, my. We cannot talk about it until Jesus comes. Oh, it's wonderful. Whatever you are today, my brother, my sister, whatever I am today, my brother, my sister, it is by his grace. Why not come and taste this grace of God, this missed grace? There are missed grace here. Why not come and taste this grace of God tonight? Don't leave this environment. Don't leave this the door as you came in this evening and go back the same. Because when you come before the presence of God, you either change or not change. If there's any change in you at all, it takes the power of that blood of Jesus Christ by his grace to cleanse you, to change you from a sinner and make a saint out of you. Oh my, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Oh, hallelujah. You will love him. You will serve him. All the days of whether sunshine, whether rain, even if the heaven is falling down. In trials, in testings, when things are fine, when things are not fine, you will love him and serve him because of what that grace has done for you, Calvary. Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. Jehovah Jireh. Oh, thank you, Lord. I said one time, I'm not better than my ancestors. Brothers and sisters, none of us is better than our ancestors. It is the grace of God Almighty. Brother Bam said, I have exhausted his mercy many times. He said, but his grace, I can never exhaust. The grace of God is inexhaustible. Ha! Marvelous, matchless grace. Grace that paid it off for you and me on the cross of Calvary. It's wonderful. Think of it. Why not renew your commitment to him this hour? Say, God, I love you. I want to love you better. I want to serve you better. I want to be more like you. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I think of my past, I know it is nothing but grace. And grace alone. Brothers and sisters, you think of your past. You children, I want to remind you again this evening. Brother Bram said, he was preaching somewhere to you. He said, children, he said, do you always give thanks to God for giving you these godly parents that teaches you and show you the way of life? Children, boys and girls, are you here this evening? You thank God for these that are at the altar. Right there on your seat, wherever you are. I call upon this servant of God, the associate pastor, to come and commit each one of us unto the hands of God. Trusting God's grace that God, you have answered my prayer. Help me. I don't want to continue like this. I want to be a brand new person. Because Christ only lives in believers. Christ only lives in believers. In your place of work, at home, among the neighbors, in the community, how is your relationship with Christ and the people around you? God bless you, sir.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we bring our thanksgiving offering unto you tonight, Lord, for the opportunity to sit at your feet and to learn of you. Lord, we thank you, God, for the little portion of this message, Jehovah Jireh, that has been re-echoed to our ears. We want to thank you, O God, for your foreknowledge, and we thank you for predestination. We thank you for election. Lord, if not that the works have been finished before the foundation of the world, maybe none of us will ever have a chance. But because by the time we came here, we were acting like serpent seed. Just like Jacob, Lord, like the woman that came to wash your feet. Lord, these are terrible characters. But your mercy, your grace appeared unto them. We are grateful to you. This same grace is what sought us and found us. We want to bless you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for your word tonight. Lord, it's written in the scripture that the things that we know today, Lord, sages and wisdom, people that have knowledge and the rest of it desire to look upon them, it was not given unto them to even know it. But Father, it is said that it is given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. To others, it is not given. And because it is not given unto them, hearing with their ear, they will never understand. Dear God, we thank you very much for the line that has fallen unto us in pleasant places, and we have a goodly heritage. Thank you, O God, for your word tonight. Lord Jesus, we believe, O God, that your spirit have conveyed this word to the heart of everybody. May quicken it, O eternal Father. Lord, may not pass the head of anyone, Lord. We pray, dear God, some have come to the altar for one reason or the other, which you are the only one that can know why they are here. Dear Father, but you have spoken your word that whosoever cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out. For the reason that they have come, may you grant unto them, Heavenly Father. Lord, each one in their different sitting position, Lord, some standing, everyone have one reason or have one request or the other in their heart. Dear Lord, you are rich unto all them that call upon your name. As we have spoken unto you tonight, you know our heart, you know our request, and you know our desires. May you grant every request, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bring our brothers and our sisters before the throne of mercy that are seeking for the Holy Ghost baptism. May this word, O God, be placed rightly to the heart of everyone, Father. May they know, Lord, that it is not by their works or whatsoever, but we are asked to come just as we are, O God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, because it is said in your word that you did not come to save the righteous, but sinners, O God. Master Jesus, may you deal with every heart tonight, Lord. O God, that even as we go into prayers, this will be mixed with faith, and the power of the Holy Spirit will strike and quicken it, O living God. That each one will leave this building tonight with a testimony in their heart, Father. Don't pass any of us by, dear God. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, we pray, O God, that you will bless and replenish your servant that you have used to bring your blessing unto us. May you recall him, O Father, and lift up the honor of his ministry. Be with us as we proceed in the prayer request. Lord, may we pray as becoming saints. Take away doubt and unbelief from our heart. Lord Jesus, as we pray, O living God, may we have the assurance, O God, that you are God that heareth and answereth prayers. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
Come, just as I am and waiting on to read my soul.
The last stanza.
Just as I am thy Lord, unknown, unbroken, every barrier down, not to be.
Precious eternal Father, dear Lord, we bless your name for this wonderful time, Lord, that we have had in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the worship service. We thank you for the preaching of your word. A portion of the message, Jehovah Jireh. Lord, we thank you for the things that you have reminded us of in your word. Lord, we just ask that this sin will not pass over the head of any of us, but your spirit will cement it in our heart and water it that might grow day by day, may become, O God, our constant meditation, to be able to give back to the seed of righteousness in our hearts, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to raise our requests and to lay them at your feet as you have requested. Told us to cast our cares upon you because you cared for us. Dear Father, your word have told us that when we desire anything and we ask it in prayer, we should believe that we have already received them. You say, then shall we have them. Give unto us this faith, this revelation. Lord, give unto us this assurance in our hearts, O Father, that we will not go back again to, Lord, make the burden to come back to us, but we truly leave them at your feet. We'll go believing and go testifying and be in expectation, Lord, that the manifestation will follow immediately. Let it be, Heavenly Father. O God, all that we have asked for, be spiritual, be physical, Lord, be concerning our brothers and sisters, our pastor, your servants everywhere, Lord, the bride of Christ universally, our nation, our people in different countries of the world, Lord, and every request we are committing to your hand, our needs as individuals, as family, as a local assembly, dear Father, may we have the testimony of all of it in due course to the glory of your name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless and magnify your name. Your servant that you have used for this service, Lord, virtue has left him. May you replenish him. May you recall him. May you lift all the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. Lord, once again, we commit our pastor to your hand. Lord, I will take him to his destination, Lord, safely to the glory of your name. All the period he will spend there may be peaceful and wonderful. Keep him in good and perfect, dear Father. Lord, watch over the assembly in his absence and the family has left behind. Oh God, we ask, oh Father, that you be with your servants everywhere. Lord, your servant has gone to Pakatari, may you be with him. Bless his effort, oh God. Lord, and the journey that is ahead of your servants and your children, Lord, this week to weekend, Lord, some to Ekene, Lord, the one to Abeokuta, Saturday or so, the one to Ogidi in Anambra State. May you take your people safely. May you watch over each and everyone, Father. May the journey be safe and smooth to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, righteous Father. Lord, very soon we dismiss here to go back to our homes. You brought us safely. May you take us back home safely. Make a way for those that are going with public transport to be able to see on time. Take us home safely, Lord. Oh God, on Sunday, when one of your servants will be passing our way, we pray, oh God, that it will be a great blessing unto us. Thank you, eternal Father. Bless the table service also on Friday. Let it minister grace unto us, Lord. May your name be glorified. Thank you, eternal Father, for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Yeah, when I chatted with the pastor in the morning before his flight, he sent greetings to the church, and maybe by tomorrow, because he will get there according to the schedule. If there's no utterance, we get there after midnight Nigerian time. So by tomorrow, we'll hear from him by God's grace. And he covers our prayers. Timbrade Umi also has come to Bakatari. Also, he has an appointment to in Abeokuta on Sunday. So we also be in Abeokuta. Why Baba Evangelist will be in Bakatari, and Brother Oyedepo will be in Ogidi in Onitsha, part of Onitsha in Anambra State. Let's bring prayers for each and everyone. God bless you richly. Let me read this information. Say, Brother Fifmi Odunowo asked me to greet everybody for him. Sister Douglas Johnson. As we have had, the minister called the pastor, I think, yesterday or thereabout, when he was in Lagos, and the pastor told him that he's traveling and he should contact me. And since the person is already coming to close by, so he wants to pass through this place before he returns back to space. So let's be in prayers and be in expectation and trust that the Lord will bless us. Is that the brother? You are welcome. God bless you. Right. Shall we rise up on our feet? I am blessed. I am blessed. Every day that I live, I am blessed. Oh, when I wake up in the morning.